Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the life and career of, well, a true American icon, Bob Barker.
Absolutely. A legend.
Now, you want to go beyond just The Price is Right, right? You want to know what made Bob Barker more than just a game show host?
Unpack that legacy a bit.
Exactly. Well, we've got some fantastic sources from biography.com that'll help us do just that. Get ready for some surprises and, honestly, a whole new perspective on this guy.
From the game shows to, of course, his animal rights activism, there's a lot to cover.
Barker's story starts way back in 1923. Can you imagine? A world so different from ours.
It really makes you think about how those early years shaped him, doesn't it?
For sure. Mm-hmm. And something I bet a lot of people don't know is that Barker was a member of the Rosebud Sioux tribe.
Really?
Yeah. Growing up with that heritage, it must have had a profound impact on him.
Definitely. And then, of course, there's his education. Barker earned a BA from Drury University.
Showing that dedication to learning early on. Which, I mean, it really paid off looking at his career.
It did.
And speaking of his career, it didn't start on TV. It started on the radio. In Missouri, actually, right after college.
Honing those skills, right. The smooth talking, connecting with the audience.
Exactly. Radio was a breeding ground for so many TV personalities.
It was. Think about it. Voice control, timing, connecting with an unseen audience. It's like a masterclass.
Makes sense why he was able to captivate viewers for decades, right? So how do you make the jump to television? Well, in 1956, he landed the hosting gig for Truth or Consequences.
Ah, yes. A classic.
But this wasn't your typical game show.
It wasn't.
The stunts they had contestants do were legendary. Riding ostriches, dressing like giant babies, you name it.
That gives you a real glimpse into entertainment back then. Wild and absurd.
And yet, there's Barker, navigating it all with his signature charm and wit.
He could make anything entertaining.
He really could. Almost like Truth or Consequences was his training ground for live TV. Which, of course, leads us to The Price is Right.
The big one. 1972, a defining chapter.
And he didn't retire until 2007.
That's 35 years. Think about that. 35 years as the face of The Price is Right. It became the longest-running daytime game show and the first hour-long one in history.
It really speaks to Barker's enduring appeal. Connecting with generations of viewers. I mean, everybody knows The Price is Right.
Everybody.
You know what always stands out to me? His famous sign-off. Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
A message that resonated far beyond the game show itself.
It did. You know, while Barker's entertaining millions with these games and prizes, there's this deeper passion emerging.
This advocacy for animal welfare, day after day, for years.
Planting a seed in everyone's minds.
It really hinted at the powerful advocate he'd become. But of course, his career wasn't without its shadows.
Unfortunately not.
In the 1990s, there were those harassment allegations, including a lawsuit from a former Price is Right model, Diane Parkinson.
It's important to acknowledge those allegations, even though the lawsuit was eventually dropped.
Of course. They undoubtedly had an impact on his image.
It reminds us that even those we admire can be flawed. Every story has multiple sides.
Absolutely. But Barker's career wasn't just defined by The Price is Right. He hosted Miss USA, Miss Universe.
The Pillsbury Bake Off, even the Rose Parade.
This shows his versatility as a host. He could do it all. From lighthearted game shows to these huge, prestigious events.
And speaking of range, who could forget his cameo in Happy Gilmore?
Oh, that's a classic.
That fight scene with Adam Sandler. Iconic.
They even won an MTV Movie Award for Best Fight.
It's great to see Barker with that sense of humor, not afraid to poke fun at himself.
Exactly. But it's his animal rights advocacy that you're most curious about, right?
Right. And that's where we really see his true legacy unfold.
Absolutely. This goes far beyond entertainment.
This is where Barker's impact becomes, well, really powerful.
His commitment to animal welfare was a driving force. It influenced everything he did. It all started with those small personal choices. Like in 1987, when he decided to stop dyeing his hair.
It seems like a little thing, but it was a big statement.
It was. It showed his evolving views on, well, environmentalism, aligning his actions with his beliefs.
And then, of course, there was his stance against fur prizes on Miss USA.
Oh, yeah. Very public about that.
He wanted them gone, and when the producers wouldn't budge, he resigned as host.
That took guts. A lot of people wouldn't do that.
It showed he was serious about animal rights, willing to give up a huge platform for something he believed in.
And it sparked a national conversation about the fur industry.
It did. And that commitment only got stronger. Barker ended up supporting so many animal rights organizations, United Activists for Animal Rights, PETA.
The Sea Shepherd Conservation Society.
He didn't just lend his name to these groups. He donated millions to support animal law programs at universities.
Smart move, too. Creating lasting change through the legal system.
He knew that advocating for animals meant fighting for their rights in court.
Exactly. Not just public opinion, but his philanthropy. It's really something.
It is. It makes you want to do more yourself.
Right.
Even if it's on a smaller scale.
For sure. It's inspiring. But to truly understand Bob Barker, we need to look beyond the public image, too.
His personal life.
Yeah. That gives us a window into who he was, his values, like his marriage to Dorothy Jo Gideon, his high school sweetheart.
They were together for 36 years.
Amazing. And not just partners in life, partners in work, too. Gideon actually produced some of Barker's shows.
Wow. Imagine working with your spouse like that.
I know, right? Must have been interesting. But you can tell how strong their bond was. Even years after her passing, the way he talked about her.
It's clear he loved her very much. Their love story, unfortunately, ended in 1981.
Lung cancer took her. A tough loss for Barker.
He never remarried.
It shows you, behind the fame and everything, he was just a guy capable of profound love and loss.
Like anyone else. He makes you appreciate his character even more.
His resilience, too. After Gideon died, he really channeled his grief into his work and activism, became even more vocal about animal rights.
Like he found purpose in it.
Absolutely. And Barker continued to live a full life, even into his 90s, going to events, supporting causes.
Never slowing down.
It's remarkable, really. He had such a zest for life.
He did. Barker's longevity, his engagement with the world, it speaks to his commitment to living a life full of purpose.
Passion, too.
As we finish up this part of our deep dive, I keep thinking about how he handled everything, the highs and lows.
With grace and determination.
He never seemed to lose sight of his values.
He faced those challenges head on, never backed down. And honestly, it's a great reminder that life has unexpected twists and turns.
For sure.
But we can choose how we handle them, like Barker. Embrace the challenges, learn from them, and keep striving for that life that reflects our beliefs and what we want to accomplish.
It's amazing to think about all he accomplished, the ripple effect of his actions.
He really is.
All those animal shelters, raising awareness about spaying and neutering, those legal battles he fought.
He was relentless.
Inspiring, really.
And he did it all with such warmth, that charisma that people loved.
It wasn't just about being a celebrity. Barker knew what he was talking about. He was committed.
He was. He challenged entire industries like the fur trade, questioned practices that have been around forever.
Like using animals in entertainment. He wasn't afraid to ruffle some feathers.
He wasn't. But sometimes that's what it takes to really push for change.
It is. And think about that simple message on The Price is Right. Spay and neuter your pets.
Every day, millions of people hearing that.
It probably seems small, but over time,
it had a huge impact.
Reduced pet overpopulation, saved countless animals.
Absolutely. It was brilliant, really. Barker was fostering this sense of responsibility, compassion for animals.
Subtle, but effective.
Very effective. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are the big takeaways? What's the legacy Bob Barker leaves behind?
Beyond the animal advocacy.
Well, one thing is perseverance. He had obstacles, personal and professional, but he never gave up on his goals. He kept fighting.
Even when it was hard.
Especially when it was hard. And it's never too late to find your passion, to make a difference. Look at Barker. He didn't become this vocal activist until later in his career.
It shows we can evolve, change, dedicate ourselves to things that matter at any age.
Exactly. But maybe the most important thing is his authenticity, his integrity.
He stayed true to himself, to his values.
In public, in private, it didn't matter. And that's why people respected him, admired him.
He showed us that living a good life is about walking the walk, using your influence for good, never losing sight of what matters.
And that's a legacy worth emulating. Bob Barker shows us that even ordinary people can do extraordinary things when they have that purpose, that drive to make things better.
It's true. So next time you see Bob Barker, whether it's on The Price is Right
or Happy Gilmore,
remember there was so much more to him.
He entertained us, inspired us, challenged us to think differently. He left his mark on the world.
Bob Barker, game show legend, animal advocate, a true original. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into his incredible life.
Your ride in the Gen X time machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X time machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.